Back here at 9:10 on the Mighty 690, and I don't know where that came from. 90, is this some sort of, I don't even know what that was. We have Candy Westbrook joining us from the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How you doing?
Good morning. Well, I don't know. Today's not going to be your normal interview with
me.
Announcements. It's been a crazy few weeks.
You guys have been through a lot over there.
A lot, personally and professionally. Well, it's started off a few weeks ago with my daughter having a car wreck, totaled the car. Then we had a death in the family and some other things happened. So last night, you probably heard in the news about the Oklahoma and Texas fires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my brother-in-law and his family were in a town in the middle of it, and literally this town shut down. Like, I've got pictures of it was just surrounded. You couldn't get in, you couldn't get out.
It's like the Texas and the Oklahoma panhandle,
kind of panhandle.
That area.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was his town was Canadian. And so anyway, we were just by the phone waiting every 30 minutes for an update. You know, how's everybody? Is everybody doing okay? And it was scary, but it went clear up to their ditch and then stopped. So their house, and they are fine, which was, I was like, phew, it was stressful. But unfortunately, a lot of houses lost, though.
Man,
they had a lot of neighbors. So I'll be thinking of those down there. But this all came last night after, of course, as we talked about a while ago, the funeral of our staff member and friend, Casey Hoggett. So she passed away, and the funeral was yesterday. So that kind of end of the day, crazy. But we have a memorial that we have started for the Hoggett family. So if you want to know more, just reach out to me. But otherwise, just keep that family in your prayers. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Needless to say, I was not able to do a newsletter this week. I wasn't even able to work on radio. It was like, oh no, what am I going to talk about? But actually, I thought it'd be great to do something different today. So what I want to do is just kind of share some really good things that have been happening in Coffeeville in the last few months that I think we need to build upon this momentum. Some good stuff happening and some future things. So on the economic business front, of course, we just had Wendy's and Pete's open up this year. We had an insurance company and a realtor open up and a couple other small things. But I don't know if you've heard, we are going to be getting a Domino's. I always never want to announce it until it's actually built and done and open. So things can happen, but it's in the works. So that'll be another one. I am working with a business that's maybe, let's cross our fingers it all works out, opening a children fun center, event center type thing. So stay tuned on that if I learn more. I've mentioned this before, but we have a daycare coalition, a child care coalition that's been working on a new facility and run into some bumps, but I think everything's going smoothly now and we'll be breaking ground hopefully this summer. And that'll be a 24-hour daycare. It's ABC Child Care Center that is where it's at now. But they're moving locations, expanding. They're going to have, you know, a lot more, openings, so to speak. But, 24 hours. So your second, your third shift, all those people are going to have that. So that's another good one. CVR is looking at potential expansion into biofuel. And I know of two other businesses that are considering moving in up by Bartlett. So once you get that nice, good anchor business, a lot of other small businesses go, hey, we want to do something related or that'll help this one or help
sure.
that one.
Sure, so, especially you already got, you know, the utilities over there once
yes.
that groundwork is laid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I see some good momentum in this area over the next few years. I'm very excited about it. Also, you know, the grocery tax dropped down this January and the next year drop again. So that's good. And I don't know if it's going to happen. We'll know more this summer, but there may be another drop in taxes coming down the pipeline. So that's some more good news that I hope works out for us. Some other good things, though, not necessarily economic or business related, but if you haven't been downtown, the picnic tables, they are the solar powered and they are for charging stations. So you can charge your phone or your tablet, but already seen tons of people use them and I love that. And not maybe today, it's a little cool out, but back to warm soon. Of course, the NASA exhibit is coming. That'll be in a few weeks. I'm very excited about that. Not only is that great just for our community because it's going to be open to the public, but I know they've got like 6 bus tours coming already from different schools in the area that are going to go spend the whole day here in Coffeyville. So bringing lots of visitors, and that's great. The Leadership Coffeyville Class of 2023 has partnered with the Chamber and Tourism and the city, and we are working on some wayfinding signs for the community. So if you've been to New Rochelle or Independence, you know, you've seen those big gorgeous signs that say, you know, stadium this way or this this way. So we're working on those, and it's early stages right now, but we'll hopefully have those in the next few months put up, and we'll probably start with a handful and then each year maybe add a few more, but those will be nice to see. They're going to be gorgeous. I'm excited about that. I mentioned this last week, but we also are having our first ever Women in Business Conference, and that is going to be April 18th. Tickets are on sale now for about a week, and then they'll go up. It's kind of like a special early bird pricing right now, but we have like six different sessions, all kinds of great speakers. We have a keynote speaker that is amazing. She's going to be wonderful. So ladies, get your tickets now because it's going to be a really, really good event, and it's limited on space. So we can only sell so many. So get your tickets. It's on the website. Just kind of looking towards the future, one thing I did want to talk about real briefly. One of the things that we're working on, of course, is workforce and housing and just finding ways to bring people back to Coffeyville. And so we are going to start a campaign in the next few months on just promoting what makes Coffeyville great. What are our strengths? And so we're looking for individuals or groups that we can interview or who can just share, why did you move here? Or why did you move back? Or why do you live here? What are the things that you like about living in Coffeyville or in a small town? Because it definitely has to start with us. We've got to take pride in our community and understand all the great things that we have. So we're going to be doing all that, pulling it together, and using that as some of kind of the recruitment tools for businesses and new people. Okay, I've rattled enough on that. Just wanted to finish up a few reminders on events that we have coming up. March 2nd is NATO Fest. That'll be 9:30 to 12:30. Families get to come out for a day of learning and connecting to resources, prizes, food, games, all kinds of stuff. So a fun day. They started that up. I think this is at least the second or third year they've been doing it. So it's been growing. March 6th is the next Business Over Breakfast. We have several great speakers and announcements. So I really hope you can come join us. The 9th is the Kiwanis Pancake and Sausage Feed. I talked about that last week. I do have tickets at the Chamber. So if you want to pick those up.
Great.
It's also Ambassador Trivia Night, the last one. So if you didn't get a chance to do the first two, this is it. This is the last one. So get your team signed up. Again, that's March 9th. The 20th is when the NASA exhibit kicks off, and that'll go through till about mid-June. So it'll be here for quite some time, but I'm excited about that. And then, of course, March is what?
Interstate Farm and Home
Show.
That's
right. There you go.
Yep.
So make that on your calendar. That'll be a big day. And I know we'll have a couple more cold fronts coming in, but I'm sure by the time the home show comes around, it'll be beautiful.
Oh, yeah. We gotta cross our fingers for some good weather for that.
I think so. I think it'll be good. So, yeah. So that's just a few things coming up. But like I said, the biggest thing is get your tickets for the pancake feed and for the Women in Business Conference. And then we'll see you at the home show, I guess.
All right. Some good stuff, Candy. Appreciate you coming on by and sharing that information with us. And if people need to get a hold of you over the Chamber, what's the best way to do that?
Yes. So call us today or anytime, actually, 251-2550. Of course, you can message us on Facebook, stop by, get an icy, or get us on the website, so coffeevillechamber.com.
Okay, well, Candy Westberg, Director of the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce, appreciate you joining us this morning.
All right, thank you.
And we'll take your calls next on Open Line, just a couple of minutes away, so keep it here on KGGF.